We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchos Hamozoin, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvos ner Chanukah ishu beisoi, v'mahadrin ner l'cholechot, v'echot, v'mahadrin min ha'mahadrin moisev ha'ilech. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the different customs, the different halachos in ner Chanukah, and show how it plugs into the chapter on Likutei Moran that we're dealing with. The three levels are: one level is one candle lit for a leader of a household every single night. The first night one candle, the second night one candle, etc. per household. The second category is the people who light one candle for each member of the household lights one candle each night of Chanukah. And the third level, the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, is where each member of the household lights a menorah. And not just one candle, but each and every single night of Chanukah, they add an additional candle. First night one candle, second night two candles, etc. Ki b'ner Chanukah yesh mahadrin u'mahadrin min ha'mahadrin. Because this is an unusual item. It's only in the 1990s, 1980s, 90s, that they came up with this mahadrin stuff, and mahadrin min ha'mahadrin, where they have it for chocolate spread, and strawberry spread, and all kinds of... In the olden days, in the original Torah, there just about is no such thing as Mahadrin and Mahadrin min ha'Mahadrin. One of the only examples in the Shulchan Aruch that you find such a thing is Ner Chanukah, where the Gemara uses this concept of three levels of Kiyum HaMitzvah, of Ner Chanukah. Regular, deluxe, and super deluxe. Ki Iker Ner Chanukah hu bebechinas hidur v'hisparus shemegalin ha'hisparus shelashmizboro shemizboro u'mahader bonu. Because Rav Nosson Zal says again, look at that word, Mahadrin, Miloshin Hodor. Hodor is beauty, because that's what Ner Chanukah is all about. It's a light, and that light reflects the beauty that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael, the beauty and the pride that He takes in each and every one of Klal Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas ha'gimel madrega sheyesh b'mitzvos Ner Chanukah, dahainu ishu beisoi v'nel kol echot, k'neged gimel b'chinas shlam shochas v'dushas eretz Yisrael mavon b'toranah. And the three levels of performance of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah correspond to three levels of drawing upon oneself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael that are discussed in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this is based on. Ki mavoi rishon, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there on Likutei Moran, shaydei ha-hisparus, shashim yisbrach mispura b'Yisrael, haydei zeh nasi kedushas Eretz Yisrael, alidei histaklus einei Hashem yisbrach shon, that through the pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, when that pride shines forth, kaviyochel, it generates moichin and tefillin by Hashem kaviyochel, and it bursts forth, it beams forth kaviyochel through the eyes of Hashem, and it generates the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which comes from the eyes of Hashem. Tomid einei Hashem alokecho bo. V'gam kol mi, that's one category. V'gam, additionally, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Kol mi shezoichel estakel al zois ha'esparus hu mamshich liatzmoy gamkein b'chinas einei Hashem. Any Jew who is zoichel to see this hisparus, he sees what Hashem sees. He sees the beauty and the pride that Hashem takes in each and every single year. That person is zoichel to draw upon himself the eyes of Hashem, so that where he looks, v'yoz gam b'chol mokom shehum estakel nase gamkein b'chinas avir d'Eretz Yisrael. Such a person, wherever he looks, he generates the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ach, mi hu zeh sheyizkeh l'roi sa'espar shel Hashem Yisborach? What kind of person is it that's on a level to see what Hashem sees, to see this pride of Klal Yisrael, you know, that Hashem sees? Rak mi shezoichel l'roi sa'tzadik u'emes, shehu ikra ha'esparus shel Yisrael? A person who is zoichel to see the tzadik u'emes, who is a package of hisparus. He's wall-to-wall hisparus. Every millimeter of him, Hashem takes pride in. You know, he's covered from head to toe with mitzvot and ma'asim tovim that radiate this hisparus. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, especially if you see him when he's at his best, if you see him on a Rosh Hashanah, let's say, when at a time of kibbutz, when all of his talmidim gathered to him and they're all plugged into him, so he's beaming forth the Hisparus, not just his own Hisparus, but from everybody that's attached to him. V'azai hu zoiche gam kein l'kabel me Hisparus hazois. a person who zochet to see the tzaddik at that time, he draws from that hisparus. The person draws from that hisparus. And that person has these eyes, which wherever he looks, it generates kedusha seretz Yisrael. Look over there on the Kutimran where all of this is explained. Nimtzo sheyesh gimel bechinos histaklus oinayim shaydeze nasi kedusha seretz Yisrael chanal. So that Rabbeinu Zalmaveh discusses three examples of looking with the eyes and thereby generating kedusha seretz Yisrael. Dahayinu bechinas histaklus oir einei Hashem. Number one is Kaviyochel Hashem looking with his eyes, and the way we activated that is by the Isparos that we give forth. Klal Yisrael gives forth Isparos from their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. That's one. Number two is Histaklus Hatzadik, Shehu Klolius Isparos V'Histaklus Einayim. Exactly, the look of the tzadik, a tzadik who's a super package of Hisparos, when he looks and he generates this Kedusha Seretz Yisrael. And number three is V'Histaklus Soinayim Shel Kol Mi Shezoicha Lirois Es Hatzadik. The look of a person who is zoche to see the tzaddik and to see the hisparus that the tzaddik is radiating, and as a result of that, that person is zoche when he looks to give off this kedushas Eretz Yisrael. V'ikur hu atzaddik, and the main one is the tzaddik. Ki hu kol mikol ha-hisparus shel Yisrael shekulam niskarvam Hashem Yisborach al yodoi, because he is a composite of all the hisparus of all of Klal Yisrael. Because all of Klal Yisrael is brought close to Hashem through him. He is the main person who's involved in bringing Bnei Yisrael close to Hashem. He's the Shadchan. V'gam hatzadik hu yochel lirois es ha'isparos shel Hashem Yisborach. And the tzadik is the one who has the ability to see the beauty and pride that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael. Ki af al pi shekosav Rabbeinu shon. Because even though Rabbeinu Zal uses this wording over there in the Kutim Ram, Mihu sheyochel lirois hisparos shel Hashem Yisborach. Who could possibly see the pride that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael? Which person could be zeicher to see that? Zenemar al stam bnei odom. When Rabbeinu Zal said that, he was referring among regular people, like among regular Jews. Which Jew can say, I see what Hashem sees? Shebevadai einam zeichem lirois es Hashem Yisborach. They certainly are not zeicher to see Hashem. Sheyiru es ha-hisparos shaloi, so that we should say they have the ability to see what Hashem sees. They have the ability to see the hisparos that Hashem sees coming from Klal Yisrael. Avol hatzadikim hu amitiim, heim royim es Hashem Yisborach. Whereas the true tzadikim, they do see Hashem, number one, v'hisparusoi, and they do see the hisparos, the pride and joy that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael. As we find written clearly in the Navi, as Yeshaya HaNavi said, Vo'ere es Hashem. I saw Hashem. V'chein Michyo, Micha said, Ro'isi es Hashem Yoshev. V'alkein hatzadikim bi'atzmon bevadai ro'ines es parashol Hashem shtoro bi'atzmoi. And therefore, the true tzadikim, they certainly do see the hisparos of Hashem himself. V'gam heim bi'atzmam heim ikra ha'hisparos. And in fact, they themselves are the ikra hisparos of Hashem. V'alkein ikra kedushas Eretz Yisrael nizgal al yad tzadik shuklal kol ha'hisparos. Sheideze nas kedushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. And therefore, who are the ones who have the ability to reveal the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael the most? The tzadikim, who are a composite of all the hisparos of Klal Yisrael, through which generates the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh bechinas tzadikim yirshu eretz. And this is why the pasuk says tzadikim are the ones who inherit Eretz Yisrael. They are the real masters of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kedusha Eretz Yisrael nimshach al yodam, because the main kedusha of Eretz Yisrael a person draws from the tzadikim by connecting to them. Ki zeh yodua. Because it's a known item that the main kedusha is able to be drawn down below through human beings' deeds. It's not enough that it's coming from Hashem alone. It must be done through Ma'aseh Tachtonim. V'alke, it's all dependent on our deeds and actions. V'alke, kishenim shach kedusha seretz Yisrael ha'idei Hashem Yisporach ha'idei istaklus eino v'yisporach shmoi bi'atzmoi. And therefore, when the kedusha seretz Yisrael is coming only from Hashem, only from the eyes of Hashem beaming, adayin ein ha'kedusha b'shleimus kol kach, the kedusha is not that holy. It's not that much. It's lacking in shleimus. You hear what he's saying? Them's fighting words, right? There are people who would read it. Amaratzim, a nut job, a person who didn't learn enough would say this. Rav Nosson Zal brings 10 million proofs from every part of the Torah to show that this is fact. That Hashem says, Tnu ois leloikim al Yisrael gavosoi. Hashem, it's not that Hashem had to make it this way. Hashem intentionally, out of his love for Bnei Yisrael, created a situation whereby he is dependent on us, where Shleimus is dependent on us. What Hashem did is not Sholem, it's incomplete, and we are the ones who complete it. Suppose it. Asher bora Elohim lasos. Remember the Apikoros who asked, what kind of business? The Jews give a bris milah. What do you think, Hashem didn't do a good enough job in creating man? You're going in and fixing up the job by giving a circumcision? The answer is yes, definitely. Hashem created the world intentionally exactly that way. Because the main ability to draw Kedusha down below, Bishleimus, is dependent on mankind. And especially dependent on the Tzaddik. And therefore, when the tzaddik receives this hisparus, and the tzaddik is zoicha to the Einei Hashem, ad she zoicha lahamshich kedusha seretz Yisrael aydei istaklus einov, whereby he zoicha, wherever he looks, wherever the tzaddik looks, to being the kedusha seretz Yisrael, azay nimshach venizgale kedusha seretz Yisrael b'shleimus godel b'yoyser. Then the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is drawn to a much, much more complete level than if it were coming only from Hashem. This is the concept of the three levels of Ner Chanukah that we spoke about earlier. Kiner ish ubeisoi ze bechina shemamshichem oir haspar shebechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael shemizgala aydei Hashem Yisporo biatzmoi. The first level of ish ubeisoi is Hashem and the world. Shezois hakdush v'esparas u'b'chinas klolius. That kedushin esparas is on a general level. V'ze b'chinas ishu beisoi ki Hashem ish milchama. One of Hashem's titles, kavyochel, is ish. Hashem is called ish milchama. V'hu kavyochel habalabayis shel kol ha'olam. Hashem is called the b'roishba kemoi shel kol ha'olam shedoyme lebayis, kemoi shom razal. B'chinas bereishis roish bayis. Hashem is the roish bayis. So Ishu Beisai Kavyochu is one level of Shleimus of this, or not yet the full Shleimus, whereby Kavyochu Hashem is beaming light to the world from the Hisparus that Hashem is getting from Klal Yisrael. V'hamahadrin ner l'kol echod v'yechod. And the halacha says that those who want to do the mitzvah better, they light a candle for each member of the household. Each member of the household lights one candle per night. Ze bechinas oir ha'hisparus shenizgale etzel kol echod v'yechod. This relates to the hisparus that reveals itself by each and every single individual person. Al yidei shezoiche lirois oir ha'hisparus hazois, al yidei shemistakel bat tzadikanal. By the people who are zoiche to see this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael by looking at the tzadik. V'zois ha'esparus meir yoiser machma shenizgadel ha'esparus kol kach ad shigam anachnu zoichenu b'chines einayim eilu lahamshich dusha seret Yisrael aydei istaklus einov. And this pride shines even brighter because of the fact that the hisparus got elevated to such a point, to the point where we are zoichet to have eyes that have the ability to give off the light, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, by us looking at a place, to shine the light of Eretz Yisrael into that place. Vo'oz meiro kedushas Eretz Yisrael yoyser v'yoyser. And then the light of Eretz Yisrael shines even brighter. Because by us receiving this
pride, the light of this pride that Hashem takes in Klal Yisrael, and we're zeichet to be given eyes that have the ability to shine the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael into a place. And then wherever we look, we generate the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, as is written over there in Likutei Moran. V'chol ma shenimshach kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'yoyser afilu l'chutz loretz me'iro Eretz Yisrael mamish bo'er godel v'niflo yoyser. And the more that people are zeichet to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael more and more, meaning to draw that holiness even in places in chutz loretz, by following the formula that we spoke about in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, by connecting with the Hisparus, and thereby being zeichet to have eyes where wherever those eyes look, they beam the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, then what happens is that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael itself, the physical Eretz Yisrael, gets elevated more and more. And people find themselves having stronger and stronger yearnings and feelings for Eretz Yisrael. As is explained very well in the chapter on the Likutei Moran over there. Shemaschel Shom, where Rabbeinu Zal begins with these words. Mi sheyodea me'eretz Yisrael, a person who knows of Eretz Yisrael. Shetoam be'emes tam Eretz Yisrael, meaning he tasted, he really had a taste of Eretz Yisrael. Azai hu yochel lahakir ba'achar im hoyo etz latzadik al Rosh Hashanah. That person has the ability to be able to tell when he sees another person whether that person was by a tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. Umesayim shom betaimoy, and Rabbeinu Zal concludes over there with his reasoning. Kalidei zeho ish shohoyo etz latzadik amiti al Rosh Hashanah nase hoavir bebechinas Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokom shum estakel boy. Because a person who is zeicha to be by a true tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, that person gets elevated to a point where wherever he looks, he generates the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Umargishin tam Eretz Yisrael shom. And people are able to feel the taste of Eretz Yisrael over there, where that person looks. V'omar, and Rabbeinu Zal said about this, Shehu yoda zois mikoidem, that he knew about this way before, a while before. Because Rabbeinu Zal said that before he had been zeichet to get to Eretz Yisrael physically, he had tremendous yearnings to want to get to Eretz Yisrael. Upam echod hisvayd yachad emish echod. One time he met an individual, v'nisoyer lo tshuka gadoil al Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbeinu Zal suddenly felt an incredible urge, a deep, deep feeling of wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael when he met this person. V'heivin, and Rabbeinu Zal said that he understood, sheze hoish hoya bevada yetzel hatzadikim al Rosh Hashanah, that this person who he met now obviously must have been by great tzadikim for Rosh Hashanah. V'shoal esoyseish, Rabbeinu Zal asked this man, where were you for Rosh Hashanah? V'chein hava, and that was exactly what the person answered. Ki siper loy shohi etzel kamo tzadikim al Rosh Hashanah. This man responded that he had been zoicha that Rosh Hashanah to be by several great tzadikim. V'ayin inin zeh b'sichoy shaloi. You'll see more about this in Sichoy Saran, or in the Sichoy Smoyaran in Chaim Aran. Nimtza, so we see therefore, Shaydei zeh ho'ish shezoich elayinayim anal, shebechol mokim shum estakel na'asa b'chin aseret Yisrael afilo b'chutz loretz, that a man who was zeichet to be by tzadikim for Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, wherever that, and he was zeichet to see that hisparus, the tremendous hisparus, and therefore that person, wherever he looks, he beams the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael there, even if it's not physically in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's in Russia or some other country, he beams Eretz Yisrael wherever he looks. What happens is that this affects that person and other people around him, that they start feeling a tremendous yearning for Eretz Yisrael, for the real Eretz, the physical Eretz Yisrael. Because what happens is, by the fact that this person beamed some Eretz Yisrael light in Chutz Loretz, what happens is, as a result, the light of Eretz Yisrael itself gets multiplied in a tremendous way. And here Rav Nosson Zal says a very important rule in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, ki ze klal, because this is an important rule, shehakdusha kol ma shenim sheches lamato yoiser, lekadesh ulatar mikomes hachitzonim yoiser, that when holiness is drawn down to places of tuma, places of klipa, to purify those places, ein hakedusha nigras ha'idei zechas v'shom. The holiness is not diminished at all by the fact that it did this, by the fact that it went down to the mekomos hachitzonim. Adarabba, just the opposite. Nitoisef olav oyer godol v'niflo yoyser v'yoyser b'kiflei kiflayim. The holiness gets multiplied in its light and power as a result of it having done this good deed, in a sense, of going down to the Mekomos HaChitzonim, trying to shine light there. An example of this would be, let's say you have a tzaddik, and the tzaddik is high voltage. You know, he's learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, and if you took his temperature would be 6 billion watts. This tzaddik goes ahead now and finds a place where there are people who are very far from Hashem, where if you took their temperature is 30,000 below. And this tzaddik goes down to them to try to bring some of his light and holiness and das and Torah to them. So you would think normally, like when you have a hot metal rod and you throw it into a freezing cold water, it heats up the water a little, but then it itself gets cooled off. So you would think that the same thing happens here, that the tzaddik loses some of his heat, some of his fire. Doesn't work that way. As a result of his doing this good deed, if it's done properly, of going to light them up, his holiness gets multiplied. He gets elevated tremendously by this. He gets tremendous inspiration and mamish holiness from it. V'alkein, and therefore, kol ma shemamshichim kiddush haseretz Yisrael b'chutz loretz yoyser v'yoyser ayidei b'chinas einayman al shel kol echad v'yechad kanal. Therefore, following the formula that Rabbein Azal discussed in Likut Imran, a person who is zeche to draw this hisparus by tzaddikim, etc., and that person is zeche to be given eyes where wherever he looks, he beams Eretz Yisrael, he beams holiness of Eretz Yisrael to that place, even though it's in chutz loretz, what happens is that the light of Eretz Yisrael itself gets increased tremendously, tremendously every time this happens. And therefore, people feel that. People feel Eretz Yisrael beaming its energy more and more. People feel that taste of Eretz Yisrael. And people feel a tremendous inspiration and desire to want to be in Eretz Yisrael, in the real Eretz Yisrael. And this is what's meant by the halacha on Hanukkah, that those people who want to do the mitzvah extra well, every member of the family lights a candle on Hanukkah. This refers to that pride, that light, which not only doesn't just come from the tzaddik, but each and every individual has the ability to have that light and to beam that light, that kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, wherever he looks, if he was zeche to receive it from the tzaddik. Aydei shezeche lirois hisparus hazois, aydei shemestakel bahat tzaddik. Each and every person who was zeche to see the tzaddik in his hisparus, and thereby received this ability that wherever this person's going to look, he's beaming Eretz Yisrael, that person has this Oyer HaYisparus that he's giving off now. He's radiating this Oyer HaYisparus. That's this concept of Amahadrin Ner L'Kol Echad, that it's not only the tzaddik that's beaming, other people that receive from him are beaming also. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, the third level, super deluxe, is V'amahadrin mina mahadrin moisef ohoylech. Those people who want to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah to the super best, by them, not only does each member of the household light a Chanukah candle, but each member of the household keeps increasing the number of candles every day. The first day they light one candle, the second day two, etc. Ze bechinas oyer ha-hisparu shel ha-tzadik bi'atzmoi. This is referring to the hisparus of the tzaddik himself, the light of hisparus of the tzaddik himself, shehu kolul mehakol. he is a composite of everybody. Mikol ha-hisparus shel Yisrael. From the pride that Hashem gets from the entire Klal Yisrael. Why? Ki hu mekarev kol Yisrael Hashem Yisborach. Because that's the role that the tzaddik plays. He's not just bringing himself close to Hashem, he is responsible and working at bringing all of Klal Yisrael close to Hashem. So any hisparus that Hashem is getting from any yid, the tzaddik has a piece of that. He's part of that. Gam Hashem Yisborach mispoer boy biyoser mikol Yisrael machmas goydel tzidkosoy v'toyrosoy ma'isev atoyvim. Now, besides the fact that he's receiving a piece of every single Jew's hiskarvus Hashem, besides all of that, he single-handedly is generating the most voltage of Klal Yisrael because of all of his own personal mitzvos and ma'isim toivim and Torah and everything. Ki kol mi she'oser etzoni Yisborach yoser. Because whoever is capable of fulfilling Hashem's Ratzon better, whoever's more capable of doing what Hashem wants, Hashem is getting more pride from that person. And the tzaddik is the one who is zeche to see Hashem's pride, the pride that Hashem himself is getting from all of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the ikara hisparus, the main center of pride that Hashem has, is the tzaddik. V'alkein ikara hisparus hu atzaddik, v'hu zeche b'yoseh l'b'chines einayim anal. And therefore, he's the one who zeche most to have these special eyes. Einei Hashem el tzaddikim, the pasuk says. V'al yodoi ikar hamshochas kedusha seretz Yisrael kanal. And therefore, the tzaddikim are the ones who have the greatest ability to be mamshich the kedusha seretz Yisrael. V'ze b'chinas mehadrin min hamahadrin moisef oheilech b'chol yoyim. This is what's meant when it says that the ones who want to do the mitzvah super deluxe, they add every single day. They don't just have one candle, the same amount of light every day. Every single day they're adding light. By doing this, by a Jew lighting his Chanukah menorah in such a way where the first day he lights one candle, the second day two candles, the third day three candles, by doing that he draws upon himself the light of his sparus of the tzaddik. Shehu bechinas Yosef. We know that the tzaddik is called Yosef, Shem Moisef, Vohoylech, Vavoidosei Bechol Yoim. Because one of the most important attributes of a tzaddik is that he's never standing still. Every single day he gets better. He increases his productivity every single day. Every day he's serving Hashem better than the day before. More and higher quality. Greater quantity, especially greater quality. She'ikar ha'hidur v'hisparus al yodoi, whereby the ikar hidur and hisparus is coming from the tzaddik. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, vayhi Yosef yifei toyar v'yifei mare, that Yosef atzaddik was beautiful, the way the Torah describes him, because he was pumping out this hisparus. Shehatzaddik bechinas Yosef hu ikar ha'yoifi v'apeer, he is the ikar beauty of Klal Yisrael, ki hu kolo mikol ha'hisparus anal, because he is a composite of all the hisparus of all of Klal Yisrael, because he has a share in all of their mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. V'alkein nikro lahavdil, you have these businesses, Amway and others, which are built on a pyramid structure, where this person buys something and then he passes it along to another three people and they pass it on to other three people. And each one, the one who starts it, he gets commission from every single person that buys. So he ends up getting commission, you know, from 10,000 people. Why? Because again, he had a piece of all of it. He was makar of the three who each one of them were makar of another three each, and so on and so forth. Lahavdil, that's this concept of tzaddik. V'alkein nikra, and sometimes it's bizgalia, sometimes it's biskasia, sometimes it's in an obvious way that he has a part in other Jews' mitzvahs. Sometimes it's not less obvious that he, by sitting in his own little room doing his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, is connecting somehow. Lahavdil, wireless, no problem. You don't have to see the wires. There's wireless connection between him and all of Klal Yisrael, and he's motivating and inspiring sometimes in ways that nobody sees. V'alkei nikro Yosef al shem Osaf elokim es cherposi. And this is why we find that Yosef HaTzadik was given the name Yosef for two reasons. There are two psukim in the Torah that talk about it. One pasuk says, Osaf elokim es cherposi, Hashem has gathered in my shame. And the other pasuk says, Yosef Hashem li bein acher, may Hashem give me more children. Rav Nosson Zal says, Cherpo hu hepech ha-hisparus va-kovoid. The word cherpo, shame, embarrassment, is the opposite of pride, of hisparus. So Yosef HaTzadik is the one who is ma'asef ha-cherpois. He eliminates the shame because he's beaming hisparus. V'yosef b'chinas HaTzadik hu ma'asef hu mevatel kol ha-cherpois u-bizyonois. Why? Ki hu megale kol ha-hisparus va-kovoit shashim isboruch mispora mischabit b'Yisrael shehu hepech ha-cherpois va-bizyonois. Because he's the one who's shining the hisparus that Hashem gets from each and every single Jew, which is the opposite of cherpos ubizyonos. V'zeh b'chinas moisif v'hoylech. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says about increasing every single day, every day another candle. B'chinas Yosef, shu b'chinas hatzadik shnekro Yosef al shem shem moisif v'hoylech u'mischadesh b'avados yisbar b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. One of the other reasons why he's called Yosef is because of the fact that he adds every single day. He increases his avoida and he renews his avoida, avodas Hashem, every day. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, Yosef Hashem li bein acher. May Hashem give me another child, a new child. Ki hatzadik, watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now in two or three different ways. Ki hatzadik moisef b'avoidose b'chol eis, u'maschil, because the tzadik increases his avoidas Hashem every day. U'maschil b'chol pam mechodosh, kilu lo yishchil adayim b'avoidos yisbor klal. Not only that, but also the tzaddik serves Hashem with a newness every single day. Every single day he's serving Hashem as if this were the first time he was doing it. He does it with a freshness and with a love and with an inspiration and with a motivation as if it's mamish the first time. And this is the main pleasure of Hashem, the main pride of Hashem. Listen to this now, how Rav Moshe Zal is going to prove this from Sifrei Kabbalah. This is a very important yesod again. Ki ikar ha-hisparus va-shiyashuim shalashim izborach walidei chidushim daiko. Because Hashem's main nachas and main pleasure is from something new. Dehainu kisha'oile hisparus chodosh lamala. When Hashem receives a new pride, he tastes a new flavor of ice cream that he hasn't tasted yet. He's had ice cream before, but he never had this flavor yet. A brand new flavor that came on the market. The tzaddik is giving forth a brand new hisparus today that he wasn't giving yesterday. Dehainu kishimiskarev horochek lashem yizborach ukemavur batoranal. For example, Rav Nosson Zal says, when somebody who was originally far from Hashem, and that person comes close to Hashem, that's the ikar hispar, that's the ikar pleasure of Hashem. She ikar ha-hisparus hu kishe'echod mi-Yisroel neskarav la-Hashem yisborach v'nitoysef oidechod mi-Yisroel sheroitze lovdo yisborach. The main pride of Hashem, the most important pride of Hashem is when somebody, when a Jew who was not close till now, this becomes close, and there is added a brand new person to the tribe, to the team, who wants to serve Hashem. Azai hu ikar ha-hisparus shel Hashem yisborach. That's the main kovoid of Hashem. That's the main nachas of Hashem. That's the main pride of Hashem. V'chein muvanu mavura b'divar Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos. This is explained in several places in Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. Listen to this. Shekol ha-hisparus Shashem Yisborach Mispoer B'Yisrael Eino Yoyle Klal Keneged HaHisparus HeChodosh Sheoyle Lamalo Kishemiskarev Echod MeChodosh Eilov Yisborach V'Roitzelovdoi. All the nachas that Hashem gets from all the very, very religious Jews, very religious, super deluxe, religious, doing mitzvahs and cranking at, doesn't compare in any way to the nachas that Hashem gets when somebody new shows up. A new person comes who wants to join, a person who's not religious, or not that religious, or a person who is nischadesh in his avodas Hashem. Completely different world. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kadosi Yisroi, that when Yisroi came along, there was Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was Aaron HaKoyen, and there was Shivim Zekenim, and there was ultra-ultra-Orthodox, and ultra-ultra-ultra-Orthodox, there was all kinds of heavy-duty people in the Midbar there. And all of them were there, and Hashem enjoyed it, but he wasn't there. It was impressive, but not so impressive. When this Shegetz, when Yisroi came along, who had worshipped every single idol, and he said, Ato yodati ki godol Hashem, I recognize that Hashem is greater than all the others, Kedain istalik v'syakar shmodo kutshebrichu eilo v'sato. That caused a nuclear explosion in Shomayim. Hashem's honor was elevated above and below, and that was when Hashem said, now we can go down to earth to give the Torah. Only look in the Chumash. It's clear. We're going to read it. We're a few days away from Shavuos. Matan Torah is in Parshas Yisroi. And the Zohar HaKadosh says Yisroi is the one who lit the fuse. All the great tzaddikim were there. Cute, dandy, nice. Nothing earth-shattering. This guy came along. This person who was very far came along and said, Ati Adati. That shattered, that made earthquakes, that made incredible turbulence in Shemayim, and that was when Hashem said to the Malachim, now we go down to make the greatest revelation in history. She'ikar gedulosoi v'sparusa yisborach u'keshemiskarvim horechoikim l'Hashem yisborach. The ikar greatness of Hashem and the ikar pride of Hashem is when those who are far from Hashem come close. Ki ha'hisparus, watch, going to prove this very, very seriously. Ki ha-hisparus hu b'chinas levushim. Because hisparus, when we talk about this pride, this honor that Hashem gets from Yidden b'chlal, pride and honor, another word for it is clothing. Clothing, a person's clothing is his honor, is his pride. B'chinas Hashem moloch geyus lovesh. It's a pasuk, geyus lovesh. The gaiva, the kovoy, is a levush. Ki Rabbi Yochanan korei lamani mechabdusa. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothes as his respect. His clothes was his respect, his honor, his pride. V'ikar chashivus halavushim hu kishezoichen la'asis b'chinas levushim chadoshim la'ashem izborach. The main significance of clothing, of garments, is when we're zeicha to make new clothing for Hashem, when a person presents Hashem with a new set of clothing, kavyochol, sheze ikar kevoidoy v'sparusoy, that's the greatest respect and pride for Hashem. Ki ein hamelech mispor belevushe malchus sheyesh loy mikvar, afilu im hem yikorim ma'oid, kemoy shemispar belevush chodosh v'gavan chodosh sheoila lamalo. Because a king who has a king's wardrobe, he's got very, very expensive suits, he doesn't make a splash. He isn't given honor and respect by wearing any of his old suits like he is when he puts on a new suit. He puts on a new garment that he never wore before. Ooh, look at that. Never saw that before. Sheze ikar shiashuv. That's the ultimate pleasure of Hashem. I'm sorry. Al yidei shenisrachek horochek l'Hashem yisborach. Al yidei shenisqarev horochek l'Hashem yisborach. Which means, again, when somebody new comes close to Hashem, when a person who was far originally comes close to Hashem, sheze ikar shiashua v'hisparusoy u'kvoidoy v'godloy. That's the main pleasure of Hashem, and that's Hashem's main pride and honor and greatness. Ki tainug t'midi einoy tainug. Because a pleasure that's constant is no pleasure. If a person's eating vanilla fudge, chocolate chips, ice cream 3 times a day for 6 weeks straight, by the time they're into it for a couple of weeks, there's no thrill in it anymore. There's nothing exciting about it. V'alkein ikar tanuga v'shashua v'sparusa yisporach v'alidei chidushim daiko. And therefore, the main pleasure and enjoyment and pride of Hashem is when there's something new happening. V'alkein isa b'zohar HaKodesh. And therefore, the Zohar HaKodesh says about Hashem, ulevusha de'iu lovush b'yoy mado lo'y lovush lo'y ma'achra. Kaviyochel, Hashem does not wear the same clothing today as he wore yesterday. Hashem is always looking for something new. And the clothing that Hashem wore in the morning, he doesn't wear in the afternoon. That's what Hashem is his chachus. Hashem is always looking for new. Ki Hashem Yisborach mispora b'choleis b'levushim chadoshim hanasim al yidei yizkarvus ha-rechoikim. Because Hashem is always taking pride and receiving pride from the new garments that he has as a result of new people coming and joining the fold, new people coming close to him. Al yidei hiskarvus ha-rechoikim shemiskarvim b'chol pam al yidei tzadikei ador. By the people who are far coming close, which is the avoda of the tzaddik ador, shehu b'chinas Yosef, who is the concept of Yosef. Ki zeh hatzaddik, listen to this now, watch how Rabbein Azal explains, what gives this tzaddik ador the ability, what makes him more qualified to be mekar of rechoikim than a regular guy? Ki zeh hatzaddik maschil bi'atzmoy b'chol pam mechodosh kilu lo hischol b'avodos ha'me'olam klal kemavur b'dvarenu mizeh kama pomim. Because what's the definition of a tzaddik ador? A tzaddik ador is one who every single day he's serving Hashem brand new. As if it were the first time in his life he suddenly heard about Yiddishkeit and he was suddenly the door opened up and the bell went off and he's being given the privilege of starting to do mitzvahs for the first time in his life. That's how a tzaddik does mitzvahs every minute of every day. Mamish as if it's brand new, as if he just became religious. Just found out about Shabbos, just found out about learning Torah. That's the kind of enthusiasm and the kind of feeling that he does the mitzvah with. Because he is new every minute, because he's constantly fresh and young and new in his avodas Hashem, that's what gives him the ability to deal with new people all the time, to take people who are really far from Hashem and bring them close, help people make new beginnings all the time. Because through this power, this energy that the tzaddik has, which motivates and inspires him to start fresh every minute serving Hashem with a youthfulness and with a vigor and with a newness, that's what gives him that ability to motivate and inspire others to inject this feeling into them of wanting to start fresh, being willing to make a new beginning. And therefore it's from these kind of tzaddikim that Hashem has tremendous pleasure and enjoyment and pride, a wondrous pride at all times. Dahainu hisparus chodosh. Hashem receives a new hisparus from this tzaddik all the time. Shezeh ikar hisparus kanal. And that's the real hisparus. The real hisparus is a new hisparus. Ki hisparus oile mechodo shal idei tzaddik biatzmoi. Shemeschadish mamish b'chol eisu moisev oilech b'avdosoi. That's number one, because this new hisparus gets pumped up by the tzaddik himself, by his being new and young and fresh in his avodas Hashem at all times. And by the fact that he's always bringing Hashem new customers, new people, taking people who were not customers till now and turning them into customers. V'alkei nikro Yosef, and this is why he's called, the tzaddik is called by this title, Yosef, b'chinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher. May Hashem give me another child, brand new child. Ki ha'isparus hu b'chinas ben, she'Hashem Yisborach mispar b'Yisrael ka'ov ha'misparim b'noi. Because the pride, Hashem's pride, can be compared to a child. What is the pride of a parent? Their kids. That's their pride. That's their whole pride. That's their whole kavod. That's their nachas. My nachas is my children. So therefore, bechinas, as the pasuk says, bni b'chayri Yisrael, bonim atem shel Hashem alekechem, shehu l'shaynos shel chiba v'hisparus. We find Hashem referred, when he wants to show his love and enjoyment that he gets from Klal Yisrael, he refers to us as his son, as his child, his beloved child. The tzaddik is the most important member of Klal Yisrael. So he's the essence of Klal Yisrael. and a composite of Klal Yisrael, and that Tzaddik is called Bain. That's one of his titles. Kamoi Shekosov, Hashem Omar Elai Biniato. The Pasuk says, Hashem said to me, I am his son. Umach mashat tzaddik mischadish bavadosu b'chol pam echodosh, hu b'chol pam ben chodosh eitzal Hashem izborach. And because of the fact that the tzaddik is new and is avodas Hashem every time, so therefore, every single day, it's like Hashem gave birth to a new son. It's not the same kid as yesterday. Lahavdil, it's like a kid who's in school, he's in class, and he's learning, and one day comes in and he's a different kid, and the teacher says, hey, that's not the boy that was here yesterday. You're not that boy that was, you're somebody else. Bebechinas Hashem Omar Elai Beniato Ani Hayoim Yiladeticha. Beniato, you are my son. Ani Hayoim Yiladeticha. Today I've given birth to you. That's this ischachus, this newness. Shat Tzadik Maschil Bechol Pam Echodosh Kilu Noilad Hayoim. The Tzadik starts fresh all the time as if today, mamish as if today he was born. Every day is a birthday for him. And as a result of that attitude, Hashem takes pride in the tzaddik every single day, as if mamish, a newborn baby, as if Hashem gave birth today anew to him. Shatzadik mevakesh vechofetz tomid Hashem izborach yosef loy biatzmoy bein acher. The tzaddik's tefillah is Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Number one, that I myself should be a ben acher every single day. Dehainu sheyischadesh v'yaschil b'chol pam mechodesh b'avados yisborach. I should be mischadesh in my avodas Hashem every single day. Ad sheyeh nechshav b'chol pam ben acher Hashem yisborach. So that every day it should be considered, I should be considered a brand new child to Hashem. I'm not the same. Hashem gave birth to a new kid. Keben chodosh shenoy ladayoyim. Like a new child that was born today, b'chinas b'niyato aniyayim l'daticho. Rav Nosson Zal says, sheze b'chinas mailas hazokan agodol mikulom hamuva b'maise shlazayim betlers. In the 13th story of Rabbeinu Zal's Sipurei Maisius, which is called the Seven Beggars, there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the first beggar who came to this couple during their Sheva Brachas, and he revealed to them that he said, I'm very, very old, v'hu yanek moid, and I'm very, very young. V'adayin lo yischa lichyo esklau, and he said to them, I haven't even started to live yet. Ayin shom, look over there in the story, v'hovein, and understand very well that that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a tzaddik who's very old, meaning he started serving Hashem from the second he came out of his mother's womb, even when he was in the mother's womb. And every day to him is like 30 years. He's packing into every single day what another person does in 30 years or 300 years of avodas Hashem. So again, this tzaddik is thousands of years old compared to regular people. And yet you look at the way he does the mitzvah, he's younger than the kids in school. Adults look at kids sometimes, the enthusiasm with which they're learning and everything, because it's new to them, that kind of thing. The tzaddik's new, younger than all of those kids in school. He's doing it with more of a youthfulness and a vigor. So that's one. That's part one of the tzaddik's greatness, the asparus. And in addition, as a result of the fact that he's starting fresh every time, that's what makes it a natural for him to be looking for new people all the time, because that's what his whole life is about, being new, fresh, young. So he's always looking for young blood, new customers, new people. Ve'elu horechoikim shat tzaddik mekarvom Hashem Yisborach heim nikroim bonim eitzlat tzaddik. And these new people, these people who were originally very far from Hashem, whom the tzaddik brings close to Hashem, they are considered like his children. Ki kol hamalabedes ben chaveroi Torah kilu yoldoi, because the Gemara says, if someone teaches someone else's child Torah, he gets credit as if he gave birth to that child. V'zeu gam kein b'chinas Yosef Hashem li bein acher, sheyizke b'chol pam lekarev echod miYisrael mechodosh l'Hashem Yisborach, shu bein acher. That's another translation of this pasuk. That the first translation was that I should be a new child every day. I should be a different kid every day. The second translation is that I should be zeichet to bring new kids to the team every single day. Ben Chodo, Sheze Iker is Parusa Isporo. That's the Iker pride of Hashem. Kemoi Sheroino, listen to this. Kemoi Sheroino Eitzel Rabbeinazal. As we witnessed in our relationship with Rabbeinazal. She Iker Hachashivus Hoyo Eitzel Izal. Kishebo Ish Chodosh Liskarev Lashem Isporach. That the main, when did we see him light up? When did we see him get excited? When somebody new came to join the Chavraya. Shehoya yokor be'inov ma'oid, yoyser mikol hu anoshim sheneskarvo mikvar. That was much, much more precious to him than all the other people who were there from before. In other words, again, he showed an excitement. Let's say he was sitting at his table, and there were 50 chassid, 100 chassidim, talmidei chachamim, lomdim, who were learning by him for the past 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And they're learning, and he's giving his sheer dvar Torah, and everything's rolling along nicely. The door opens up, and somebody new comes in. He would see somebody new. You saw a different person, a different enthusiasm and an excitement and a focus. You saw suddenly the focus change. Suddenly it looked as if he almost forgot about the 50, 100 people who were there from before, and suddenly 99.9% of his attention was on that new person. Ki ikar ha-hisparus hu kisho'ile hisparus chodosh l'Hashem Yisborach ha'idei hiskarvus v'rechoitim kanal. Because this is the main pride of Hashem, is when people who are, when there's a new pride coming up by people who are far coming close. V'ze b'chinas ha-mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. That's why this is called hodor shebahodor. Hidur dehidur, hisparus disparus hu, b'chinas moisef v'hoilech. B'chinas yoisef, b'chinas ha-tzadik, shemoisef v'hoilech u'maschal v'abadosu b'chodosh m'chol pam. This is referring to that madrega of the tzadik who is serving Hashem new every single moment. Sheze ikra ha-isparus kanal, that's the main pride of Hashem. V'chol ikra ha-isparus shel kol Yisrael al yodoi. And the greatest pride that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael is also coming from this tzaddik. Why? Ki hu mekarev kol harachoyik mashem izborach. Because he's the one who makes it his responsibility to be involved in being mekarev all of those people who are far from Hashem. Sheze ikar ha-hisparus. That's the main pride of Hashem. Veze ikar kedushas Chanukah. And this is the most important aspect of the holiness of Chanukah. Ki al shem ze nikra Chanukah. Because that's why it's called Chanukah, the holiday. Loshen chinuch. Chanukah means education. Chinuch means starting education. Bechinas chanoich lanar al pidarkoi. Educate a child on his level. Dahainu kishemeschaneich echod mechodosh. This is talking about somebody new, somebody that's just starting their education process. Sheze ikar hisparusa isporach. That's the main pride of Hashem. Umishom ikar hamshochas oyer shalner Chanukah. And that's where we draw the light of the Chanukah candles from. Ki ikar ho'oyer al yidei hisparus kanal. Because we had explained in the beginning of this earlier that the main source of light is hisparus, pride of Hashem. V'ikra hisparus l'idei hiskarvus v'rechoikim. And the main hisparus comes when those who are far are zecher to come close. Shemaschilin lehischanech b'avoidos hisporach. Those who are starting, making a brand new start and coming close to Hashem. V'alkei nikra Chanukah loshen chinuch. And that's why this yontif is called Chanukah al shem hachinuch. Related to this concept of those who are starting out in avoidos Hashem. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, once said that there's a pasuk we say at Moitzoy Shabbos, Shalom, Shalom, LaRochoik VeLaKoroiv, Omar Hashem Urefosiv. Peace, peace, Hashem says, LaRochoik, to the one who is far, VeLaKoroiv, and to the one who is near, Urefosiv, and I will heal him. Problem. What's the problem?
Should be healing the one that's far,
or should be healing both. If you're talking about two people, you don't say Urefosiv, you say Urefosim. Greeting to the one who's far and to the one who's near, and I will heal him. So the Zohar, he said, I think from the Zohar Kodesh, that the Zohar Kodesh says this isn't talking about two people, it's talking about one person. La Rochoik, one who is far, Vila Koroiv, who became near. That, how do I know? Because the word Vila Koroiv is exactly Begematria La Rochoik. The numerical value of the two words is identical. We're talking about the same person. Who does Hashem give this great Shalom Aleichem to? Shalom, Shalom. You know who? A Rochoik who is Niskalev. Somebody far who decides to come close, that's Hashem's excitement. That's his excitement, that's his pride, that's his kavod, that's his gdula. Paragraph Yud Beis, V'zeh Bechinas, V'zeh Maisa Hamanoiro, Miksho Zohov, Ad Yerecho Ad Pircho, Miksho Hi. Rav Nosson Zal says now we're talking about Chanukah, the Chanukah candles. And we read on Chanukah, we read about the Menorah in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. It says about the Menorah that it was Miksho. Miksho means it was one piece of gold hammered out. Miksho also means in Lashon Koshet, tough, very tough. Ki iso bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, because it's brought in Likutei Moran shetzrichen liyos action godoil b'avodas Hashem, that a person has to be very, very stubborn when it comes to serving Hashem. Umi shehischil ma'at b'avodas Hashem yodei azois, and a person who has started to try to be religious or to be more religious, a person who has decided to make a new beginning, knows this for sure. That it's impossible to be really religious. When I say really religious, I mean somebody where his religion is the most important thing in his life. And that's what he's thinking about all day. That's what he's yearning for all day, to be moral, to serve Hashem. That it's impossible to do that really well, kiyum al yedei akshonus gadol, unless the person's capable of being very stubborn about it, very stubborn, relentless. Ki harbe harpaskois valiyos viridas srichin lavra al kol echad v'echad. Because each person who tries this has to go through a lot of problems, a lot of ups and downs, b'li shir, infinite amount. And if the person won't be very stubborn when the waves come crashing down on him, not to let go, to hang in there and to hold on to whatever he can hold on to while he's going through the turbulence, when the going gets very, very rough, not to say, forget it, I quit, I'm leaving, but to hold on and to maintain a certain minimum standard that he won't give up no matter what. The person will not remain unless he has that super stubbornness. Who befrat especially linsoya velovoy l'Eretz Yisrael, a person who wants to be zoche to come to Eretz Yisrael. A person who's in Chutz Laretz, especially in those days, 200 years ago, a person wanted to go from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. It was a monumental, Herculean task. Sheze ikar kedushas isha Yisraeli. That's the real holiness of a Jew, to be zeicher to be in Eretz Yisrael. Vehu ikar nitzochein hamelchama. And that's the main victory for a Jew. One of the most important victories for a Jew is to be zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 20 in the first half of Likutei Moran, and it is impossible for a person to get to the finish line unless he's very, very stubborn. Stubborn means, you get a kid that wants something, a baby that wants something, and the parent says, no. But I want it, but I want it, but I keep coming back 1,000 times until they wear the parent down. Number one. Or number two, you get a kid who wants to be stubborn about something, and the kid will start banging his head on the floor. And you look at the kid and you say, he's crazy. It hurts. He's hurting himself. He doesn't care. He's hurting himself. I'm hurting myself. She's hurting more. My mother will see me banging my head on the floor enough times, she'll give me the ice cream. She will give me the ice cream. She'll have to. If I'm stubborn enough, she has to give in. Lahavdil, lahavdil. In Avodas Hashem, also, if a person is stubborn enough, he has to win. There's no other possibility. And this is the main nachas and the main pride that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael. כי השם יזבורך מספור מאויד בו האזוס והוא אקשונוס של איש הישראלי. Hashem takes tremendous pride in a Jew who's being punched down every single time. He tries to pick his head up, he tries to rise up and come close to Hashem. He gets punched and kicked and knocked down. Shema pilin oisei b'chol pam, they try to knock him down every time. V'hu mischazek b'chol eis. And he doesn't quit. Doesn't quit. Keeps coming back. V'hu akshon godol, he's very stubborn. V'einoy meniach lahapol atzmei b'shum oifen, he will not let himself get knocked out, no matter what. V'ze ikur hisparusa yisporach, this is Hashem's main pride. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, tenu oiz lelekim al Yisroel gavosei. Give strength to Hashem. Hashem's pride is Klal Yisrael. Oiz ze bechinas azus v'akshono shel Yisrael. The word oiz refers to azus, chutzpah, a chutzpah and a stubbornness of Klal Yisrael. Shehem azim v'chazokim b'avodosam, where the Jews are very tough and stubborn in their avodas Hashem. Shaydei ze ikar kabola satoira. This is the main reason why Klal Yisrael was zeicha to receive the Torah. The Gemara makes such a statement. Lo nitna Torah lebnei Yisrael elo mipnei she'azinheim. Shehu klal ha'isparus, k'mo shomer zal mipnei mat nitna Torah leYisrael mipnei she'ein azin. Gemara in Be'ah, daf chof hei. Aydei ze al Yisrael gavosoi. And through this azus, through that Hashem takes tremendous pride in Bnei Yisrael. Haynu geyus v'hisparus. Ki ze ikar hisparus ha'isporach. K'mo shekosuv ki siferes uzomoy oto. Look how these two words go together. The azus, the oiz, is what gives off, radiates hisparus. Ki ikara ha'hisparus hu azus v'akshonus. Because the main pride is the stubbornness and the toughness. V'aydei zeh hu akshonus b'atzma yishu ikara hisparus ha'isporach. Aydei zeh zoiche b'emes l'natzeach molchama v'lo v'leretz Yisrael. And it's through this stubbornness and this strength that which we said is the main pride of Hashem, that's how a person is zoiche to win the battle and to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is the main success, victory. Because we said that what is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is Hisparus. It's the Hisparus of Hashem. Now we're saying that the more a person has Azus and Akshonus, the more that person radiates Hisparus, which means he's radiating Eretz Yisrael. That's what he's radiating. Because that's what Eretz Yisrael is. Akshonus, stubbornness and toughness. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael aidei Hisparus now, because the main kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from this pride. V'ze b'chinas, as we said in the Torah and the Kutaran, that Eretz Yisrael draws its kiddusha from the eyes of Hashem. The eyes of Hashem draw their light from the Hisparus that Hashem sees in Klal Yisrael. V'ze b'chinas Hashem moloch geyus lovesh. Lovesh Hashem oiz hisazor. Look how geyus lovesh, the pride, the kavod, lovesh Hashem oiz hisazor, which comes from this oiz, this azus digdusha. Haynu ikor lovush kavos v'sparus hisparuch haide azus v'akshonus shel Yisrael. The main hisparus of Hashem is through the azus and akshonus of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas lodesh Hashem oiz hisazor. Bechinas tnu oiz lalikim al Yisrael gavosa kanal. V'ze bechinas, this is what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, when it says, Oshiro l'Hashem ki goy go. Let us sing to Hashem, because Hashem is great. Ze bechinas ga'avosoi v'sparusoi isporach. V'ze ha'isparus nimshach al yidei ho'azus v'akshonus shel Yisrael. And this pride and beauty came as a result of the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael, the toughness and stubbornness. Shaydezehi machninu mapilim es esamach min v'chay loisov shemzgabram al kolech Yisrael b'chol yoyim. That's what gives them the ability to destroy the Eitzahara, the Samach Mem, and his armies, who try each and every single day to defeat the Jew, whereby it's impossible to destroy, to knock them down. Unless the person is very stubborn and very tough. And this is the main pride and glory of Hashem. This is what the Pasuk says, Sus v'roichvoi roma v'ayom. The horse and his rider were thrown into the sea. סוס ורויחווי הם בחינס סמך מן ונוקווי כמו ובכוונס שהם כלל ההסוסויס והפיתויים והטייבויס והמניויס והרהורים ומחשבי זורי שמסגרנו על כל אחד בכל יוין. The Arizal says that Sus Varechoy over there refers to the Samach Mem, the Yetzirah, and his female counterpart, the Samach Mem and Lil. He proves it from Gematrias over there. And they symbolize all the obstacles that each and every single Jew goes through in trying to come close to Hashem. The Taivas Rois, the Menias, the Hirhurim, the Machshavos, all of that. שזויחים להפילום ולהכניעם בבחינת סוס ורויחו רום וביום על ידי הועזס והקשונה של ישראל. How is a person זויחה to topple all of these obstacles? You know how? Through עוזי וזמרו סקו והיהילי ישוע. Through עוזי. שעיקרה ישוע ועיקרה חנועס הסדרחרו על ידי הועזס והקשונה סדקדושה. It requires a certain toughness and a certain stubbornness. שהוא בחינת עוזי וזמרו סקו. וזה עיקר הספרוס הספרח, and this is the main kovod of Hashem, בחינס כגוי גוי כנל. Rav Nosson Zal showing the kesher between all of these psukim. או שירו להשם כגוי גוי, סוס ורח וירום ויום, עוזי וזמרס כו והילי לישוע. Tying all of these concepts together. וזה, זה כלי וענווהו, אלי כאובי ורי ממנו. היינו, נוי וישרי ממוס, וענווהו. This refers to beauty and exaltedness. Shehu bechinas hisparus shemisparah shemisbarach ayde azes vakshon sheyisrael kanam. This refers to that pride and nachas that Hashem gets by Klal Yisrael being tough and strong, standing up to the obstacles and everything. V'oz zeichel enatzech melchama v'lovei l'eretz Yisrael. And then, after a person has completed all of this, then he zeichel to get Eretz Yisrael. וזה בחינס השם איש מלחמה. The pasuk says over there, Hashem is the one leading the battle. כי עיקר ניצחון המלחמה כשמשחקים בהקשונס גודל עד שזויחן over there is Israel canal. Because the main victory in battle for a Jew is when the person is zoicha to be mechazik himself with tremendous stubbornness till he's zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol kavonas hashira hazois hakol neemar b'shvil liskois love Eretz Yisrael. Because that was the whole reason for the Shira Sayam. What was the climax of the Shira Sayam? Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim ukriyas Yamsuf hakol hoyo b'shvil lovei l'Eretz Yisrael. The purpose for leaving Egypt and the purpose for crossing the Red Sea was to get Eretz Yisrael. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'oisonu hoitzi mishom lohavi oisonu el oretz. Hashem took us out of there. Why? To bring us to the land. V'chein b'psukim rabim, and as is brought in many psukim, u'kemavur mizel el barichus behilchus Rosh Hashanah. Hanichlal behilchus dvorim aboim besuda halacha dalad ein sham, as is brought in that place in Likutei Halachos. V'alkein mesayim besoif, and therefore the shira concludes with the words ad yavor amcha Hashem, ad yavor amzukonisa dahainu sheyavrus hayardein lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. That pasuk is referring to the Jews crossing the Jordan River to get into Eretz Yisrael. K'mo shepir shirazal, as the Gemara says. V'alkein maschel ashiro ki goy go, ozi v'zimrasko. That's why the Shira begins talking about this goy go, this hisparus that Hashem has from Klal Yisrael. How? Through ozi v'zimrasko. Through the fact that they have this azus divdusha, this stubbornness that allows them to keep starting over. I started and I failed, no problem. I'm back in the ring, round two, round three, round 50, round 50,000. The only way a person can do that, if he thinks that this is the 30th round, there's no way he'll have koyach to work. If he blocks it out of his mind, he blocks out everything that's happened till now, and he goes into the ring with the vigor, this is round one, here I come, and he's coming like a train at his opponent, then the opponent doesn't stand a chance. Ki ikar Eretz Yisrael zoichen al yidei hisgalus ha'esparus, because as Rav Enes will explain in Likutei Moran, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes about through this hisparus. That's the source of it. Shenizgala al yidei ho'azus v'akshono shel Yisrael, and the way that hisparus shines, one of the main things that creates that hisparus is the toughness, the stubbornness and toughness of Klal Yisrael. That relentless willingness to start over until I win. I'll keep doing it again and again until I win. V'zeh ma'isa menoira miksha zahov. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what's written about the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, that it was made from one solid piece of gold. The word miksha means one piece and hammered out. When we talk about the menorah gives off light, radiates light, and we had mentioned earlier that the ikar light is the hisparus that Hashem has from Klal Yisrael, the pride that Hashem takes from Klal Yisrael. Shemishom ikar ho'er kanal. V'alkein b'nei rois ha-menorah ho'yo edus shashem Yisborach o'yev ha'mo Yisrael o'mashu eshkenosibahem. And this is why the Gemara makes such a statement, that from the candles of the menorah, there was testimony that Hashem loves b'nei Yisrael and Hashem's Shechina is always with us. K'mo shamar Hazal al ner ha-maravi shehu edus l'chol bo yoylam shashchina shchir b'Yisrael. The Gemara talks about the westernmost candle, that it was testimony to everybody in the world that the Shechina is with B'nai Yisrael. The Gemara talks about the fact that the candle that they lit first went out last, etc. You know, miracles that took place to show that Hashem, the Shechina, is still with B'nai Yisrael. Sheze b'chinas hisparus. That's the concept of this pride. Shemachmas hisparusoi v'avosei bonu humashre shechinosei b'sechenu. It's because of Hashem's taking such pride in us and His love for us, that's what makes it that His Shechina is with us. Nimtzo shekol ma'asa menoiru b'chinas hisparus Hashem Yisborach mispori b'Yisrael. So therefore, so too, everything about the menorah reflects this pride that Hashem takes in Bnei Yisrael. V'zeh b'chinas kol atziyurim hanifloim shoyu b'menorah. And with this we could also understand all the decorations that were associated with the menorah, the carvings and the engravements. For instance, the gevi'im and kaftoirim and meshukodim and prochim, the flowers, all the different forms on the menorah. Kol zemarames al kamamine gavnei ha'isparish ha'shem Yisborach mispora b'Yisrael shekulun migavnei sakim. All of this reflects the diversity in Klal Yisrael and the diversity in the different types of pride and nachas that Hashem gets from each and every single Jew. It's not just one plain, it's not one color, it's multicolored, multifaceted, each Jew a different type. That's the reflection of these different designs that were in the menorah, that made up the beauty of the menorah. So too in Klal Yisrael. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is in the fact that not everybody is identical, but rather it's a multifaceted, multicolored, multi-talented group. V'chol eilu ha'esparus shimchines ma'isa menorah ein zeichin kim al yidei akshonus godol. And the only way that Klal Yisrael is zeiche to generate this hisparus is through tremendous stubbornness. People have to be very stubborn, very tough when it comes to serving Hashem. The word miksha also is miloshen action, stubborn, tough. Bavoides Hashem, bakshonus godol moi. The person has to be very tough when it comes to serving Hashem. Tough in the sense of not being willing to give up, no matter how many ups and downs, no matter how many times it looks to him as if he failed or is failing. V'zehu ad yerecho ad pircho mikshohi. It says like from top to bottom of the menorah was all one piece. Dahainu shekol hatziurim v'aprochem shebemenorah. All the different designs in the menorah, ad yerecho ad pircho shu klala esparish el Yisrael, from top to bottom, which means it includes all the different groups of Jews from top to bottom. Hakol zeichen al yidei akshonus daiko, the way that all of them are zeiche to their hatzlocha, to their hisparus, is through miksha zohov, by being very tough. Hainu shebechol avoidos ish ha-Yisraeli mitchil avat soiv shemikulo mekabal Hashem Yisborach hisparus shubchinas ma'isa menorah kanal. This means that in all the different types of avoidos Hashem that each and every individual Jew does and that Klal Yisrael does, which are all reflected in the menorah, kol ze nase rak al yidei akshonus. The only way that it gets done is through a stubbornness, a toughness. Bechinas ad yorecho ad pircho mikshohi shemitchilo vatzoif tzrichen akshonus vaazus godel kanal. This implies that from beginning to end, from top to bottom, there's a requirement of miksha, of toughness, of stubbornness, in order to be matzliach. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas ma shesh mizborach mishabeach es Yisrael. This is what Hashem praises Bnei Yisrael when he says in Shir Hashirim, Zois koimosech domso l'somor. This is the way you appear. Koimosech means your full height. You're compared to a date palm. Dahainu shem chazokim v'koshim v'takifim b'avidosam. The date palm symbolizes this strong, tall, tough, unbending item. That the fact that Klal Yisrael are tough and powerful in their avodah, ve'eino meinichin lahapal atzmon b'shum oifen, they do not allow themselves to be knocked down, no matter what. Ukamay shepirish Rashi shom le'inyan atzelem shel Nebuchadnezzar, she'omdu b'zkifusan v'lo yishtach v'loy. As Rashi over there points out in Shir Hashirim, that what is this referring to? This is referring to the steadfastness of the Jews, that they stood tall and erect, and were unwilling to bow, even by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the most powerful king in the world at the time, and he had conquered Eretz Yisrael, and he ordered the Jews to bow to an idol, and they wouldn't bow. Kizeh Hashevach v'Hesparu shel Yisrael. That's the praise and the pride of Klal Yisrael, their oiz, their azus, their toughness. Paragraph Yudalit. V'zeh b'chinas v'oilech eschem koimemius. And this is also what the pasuk means when Hashem says, "I will lead you to Eretz Yisrael." Koimemius, upirish Rashi bekoima zekufa. Rashi says koimemius means you'll be standing tall and erect. Kizeh amikra neemar leinyan Eretz Yisrael. That pasuk is talking about getting to Eretz Yisrael, conquering Eretz Yisrael. Shelishom hayu cholchin Yisrael. That's where the Jews were on their way to. Ki kol ha'halichos v'adrochim v'nesiyah shel Yisrael v'chol ha'melchamos v'akvishos ha'kol hayu leilech v'lichbosh Eretz Yisrael. Because all the travels of Bnei Yisrael and all of their battles and all their conquests were all geared towards Eretz Yisrael, whether it was directly or indirectly. As we find throughout the stories in the Torah. Erect, tall. This refers to that toughness, that stubbornness. That the Jews stand tall and erect, stubborn, steadfast in their desire to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Which was the main goal in their leaving Mitzrayim, as we learned earlier. Ki iev shir lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael enatzeach milchama zois she iker klal kol ha-milchama yishilish ha-Israeli kim al yidei akshonus godol moed. Because it is impossible for Bnei Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to be zecher to get to Eretz Yisrael, which symbolizes the victories, all the victories of Klal Yisrael in all their battles, without a toughness and a stubbornness. Bechinas voilech eschem koimemius, bechinas v'soylichenu mehera koimemius liartzenu. So that Eretz Yisrael symbolizes the victory for Klal Yisrael, the total victory for Klal Yisrael. And that depends on this koimemius, this koima zekufa, a certain stubbornness and toughness on the part of Klal Yisrael. Paragraph Tesvov, V'alkein hoyanes b'koyhanim. And this is why the miracle on Hanukkah took place through the Kohanim. Shehem loivshim bigdei ha-hisparus. Because the Kohanim are the ones in Klal Yisrael that wear these special clothing, these special bigdei pe'er. Kama shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'osisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavoid u'lesifores. You will make special garments for Aharon and his family, l'tiferes. So we see that these are bigdei hisparus. The Kohanim are the ones who wear the hisparus. Ve'ikur hu ha'kohen gadol shehayah lavush b'choshen ve'efod she'ksuvim aleihem shemes bnei Yisrael she'shom hayu me'irin kol ha'gavnin she'em b'chinas oidem pitado v'orekes. The main garments are the garments of the kohen gadol, who wore the breastplate, on which it had those stones, those colorful stones, where each color reflected the hisparus of a specific tribe. Shekol even veven hoyloi gavan meyuchot shem klal hisparus shel Yisrael. Each rock, each stone had a different, a unique color, which reflected an aspect of the hisparus of Klal Yisrael. V'al kein heim ches yemei Chanukah, keneged ches bigdei kuna gedoyla, shem klal ha'hisparus, shemishom ikro ho'erishon ler Chanukah kanal. And this is why we have 8 days of Chanukah, corresponding to the 8 special garments of the Kohen Gadol, which reflected the hisparus of Klal Yisrael, which is where light comes from. Neirois of Chanukah, light, the main source of light, we said, is the hisparus. V'al kei nismach parshas bigdei kahuna leparshas vikho elecho shemen zayis shubichines ner Chanukah ino kanal. And this is why in the Chumash you find these two items written next to each other. The discussion about lighting the menorah and the discussion of the bigdei kahuna in the beginning of parshas Baal Yischol. Because there's a direct connection between the two. The light of the menorah is a reflection of the hisparus that's reflected from the bigdei kahuna. And this is why when the Torah describes the mission on Chanukah, you know, the definition of Chanukah, what is Chanukah all about? Praising Hashem. Ki ha-hoidois v'ha-halel heim ha-hisparus shemahalem shabhanu fornois izborach. Because the halel and the other praises, the al-hanisim and the mei matasiyah that we send Chanukah, is all showing our pride, the pride that we're taking in Hashem for the wonderful things He did for us and He does for us. Which is what gives Hashem great pride in all the worlds. Just like the Zohar HaKadosh says about the Haggadah that we say on Pesach. Zohar HaKadosh says, why do we have to say this? Why do we have to review the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Hashem doesn't know this. We don't know it. Even we know it. We remember from last year. We're not so dumb. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that each and every single time that the Jews get together and they discuss the wonderful miracles that Hashem did for us in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem gathers all the angels in heaven and says, look, 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 look what they're saying about me. Because Hashem is mispoer through this story. Hashem receives pride and honor and glory, which is an aspect of the Malchus of Hashem. That's part of Malchus. Shashem Yisbarach mispoer u'mizgadel u'mizgadesh b'chol ho'ilomosh shezeh ikar kedushas Chanukah. That's the ikar holiness of Chanukah, is to give this hisparus to Hashem, to give this great honor to Hashem. Paragraph Tezayim, V'alkein koirin parshas v'ahimi keitz b'chanukah. And this is also why usually on Shabbos Chanukah, the parsha in the Torah that's read is parshas miketz. Ki isa b'soif ha-Torah nal ha-medaberes minyan Eretz Yisrael, v'siyim shom, v'yesh poze oid inyonim. Because in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, which is chapter 40 in the second half of Likutei Moran, there, towards where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the hisparus that Hashem gets from Klal Yisrael and about the tzaddik, etc., there, at the end of the chapter, Rabbeinu Zal says there are other topics that are related to this Tower discussion. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, ki ein odo meis v'chatzi tavosa biyodoi, because usually a person dies without having even acquired half of his desires, you know, what he wanted. He wanted $1 million. Most people, the people who want $1 million don't even leave the world with 500,000. And people who want 10 million don't, you know. Nimtza, she'ein memale tavosei uretzoinoi b'momoin lo'ilam. That a person does not get to fulfill his desires with money. Ki tomid choser lo'ikanal. Because the person is always lacking. The person who wants $1 million, the most he has is less than 500,000. The person wants 10 million. Each one always has less than half of what he really wants. Avol yesh bechinas shefa kfula. However, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, there is a concept of a double portion. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'kesef toyafo isloch. Money will come flying to you. And it uses the word toyafo isloch in rabin, plural. Shehuloshin kofu. Nimtza, shebozeh ha-shefa, Nismale Ritzoinoi. A person who's zeicha to receive that kind of shefa from Hashem, that person does get his full measure. Me'achar shehi kfula. Since it's a double portion, and the Mishnah said a person doesn't die without having half. So if we get double, then we know we're okay. V'loi siyim. However, Rabbeinu Zal did not explain what he meant by this, and he didn't tie this together to the earlier discussion. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie the whole thing together and further clarify what we've been talking about till now. Now listen to this, because this is one of the examples, several examples, where Rav Nosson Zal takes something in Likutei Moran that's not clarified at all and brings tremendous clarity to it, you know, and uses it to clarify other things. Because here there's a chapter in Likutei Moran, which is like a page. 95% of the page all flows, everything's together. Then Rabbeinu Zal says there's other things related to it, and he throws in one or two things that seem to have no relevance whatsoever to what he was talking about earlier. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify that whole problem. V'hine Rabbeinu Zal lo yibir dvorov ma chibur yesh linyin ze im kol ma shomar shamikoyde minyan Eretz Yisrael v'Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Zal did not tie together at all this last statement that he made over there about money and double portion and half to the earlier discussion, which was about Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, I'd like to attempt to explain a little bit. The fact that we find that what goes on in this world is that people who desire money, people who desire gashmias, don't even end up having half of what they want. And the more he wants, the more he's lacking. A person who wants 50,000 is missing 25. A person who wants 50 million is missing 25 million. His gap is a bigger gap. He has a bigger nut to crack. He has a bigger hole to fill than the smaller guy. Rav Nosson Zal says, all of this stems from a pigam in the eyes. It's all based on a problem with the eyes. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'gam enoi lo yisiz ba'oisher. His eyes will not be satisfied with wealth. That's the problem. U'pigam ho'enayim z'bechinas pigam Eretz Yisrael. And a problem with the eyes means a problem with Eretz Yisrael. Because we had learned earlier that Eretz Yisrael draws its energy, its Kedusha, from the eyes. Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo, remember? The eyes of Hashem upon Eretz Yisrael. And we said also a person who looks at the Tzaddik, wherever he looks, there's his Sparus, etc., which was tied into this Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol habrochois, I'm sorry, shadei zenim shachdushes Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael hu mekoyer habrocha. Because the energy of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes, and Eretz Yisrael is the source of all bracha. Ki kol habrochois vashpois nimshochem Eretz Yisrael ki yodua. Because all bracha and shefa comes from Eretz Yisrael, as is known. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael shoyset chila. That Kaviyochel, the Gemara, and the Zohar Kodesh compare Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world to a cup with a saucer underneath. When Hashem wants to give Shefa to the world, He pours into the cup. When the cup is full and the cup runneth over, the excess is what the rest of the world gets. Eretz Yisrael gets first, and the rest of the world receives from Eretz Yisrael. Hashem pours into the cup, which is Eretz Yisrael. From what's left over in Eretz Yisrael, gets distributed to the rest of the world. The question is, how could that make any sense possible? How could it be that today, we find 98% of the cash flow is going from Chutz L'Eretz into Eretz Yisrael? What are all these nutty fundraisers doing? Getting on planes and going to America and silly places like that? To bring money in to support Eretz Yisrael? The answer is the Sforah Magdashim explain that one of the tragedies that when the Jews misbehave, especially in Eretz Yisrael, is they make a little hole in the cup. When we do the wrong thing, what we do is we puncture that cup. And when a cup has a hole in it, the cup doesn't get filled up. What happens then when you pour into the cup? Everything goes into the saucer. and suddenly you find that the cup retains nothing, it's all in the saucer, and if you want to get into anything into the cup, you got to pour from the saucer back into the cup. That's the concept that's involved. But still, from heaven, Eretz Yisrael receives first, and Eretz Yisrael distributes to the rest of the world. Ki Eretz Yisrael mekabeles kedushoso me'atzadik hanal. Because Eretz Yisrael receives its holiness from the tzadik. We said, tzadikim yirshu Eretz. And Eretz is Malchus, and Malchus receives from Yisoid. Ve'itzla tzadik heim kol habrochois v'ha'ashbois. And we know that the tzadik is the one who possesses all the brochois and all the shefa. Be'bechinas brochois l'roish tzadik. It's a pasuk. The brochois are by the tzadik. Be'chinas tzadik choinein v'noisen. The tzadik is the one who is giving always. He's the generous benefactor. When a person is plugged in to the tzaddik, when a person is plugged into Eretz Yisrael properly, ein loy shum chisorin. That person is lacking nothing. Ki Eretz Yisrael ksiv loy sechsar kol boy. Because the Torah says clearly that there is nothing lacking in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has everything. Shehashefa hanimsheches misham ein bo shum chisorin. The shefa that comes from Eretz Yisrael is lacking in nothing. It's 100%. Kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocha, because that's the place where Hashem commanded His blessing. Bechinas varikoyse luchem brocha ad belidai. Pasuk says, I will bestow upon you blessing to the point where you'll be saying enough, enough. Shezeu ha-hepech mibechinas eno domeis v'chatzi tavos biotoi, which is the opposite of what the Torah says. There's a different level where a person never achieves even half of what he wants. Shai dainu sheloi l'mchos v'loi. This means this person is always lacking. Always lacking. Aval ha-shefa digdusha shel Eretz Yisrael hi bechinas shefa kfula. Whereas the shefa of Eretz Yisrael is called a double portion. She'ein bo shum chisoran. When a person receives a double portion, they're not lacking in anything. Bechinas brocha lahavdil, a little kid who's getting ice cream, and the mother's giving a scoop. And he says, I want a bigger scoop. No, his is bigger than mine. And the mother takes that scoop, puts it into the ice cream again, and puts a second big scoop on top of the first one. And says, here, now you're happy? And the kid's face lights up like, wow. He never imagined he'd get two scoops. Two scoops, there's nothing to negotiate anymore. No, he's got everything. Lahavdil, that's what we're talking about. If the Torah says a person's going to get a double portion means the person has more than enough, like totally satisfied. Bechinas brocho ad belidai, sheyivlu sifsoi sechem iloi mardai, where your lips will get tired from saying enough, and oh, great, it's enough. You give me any more, it'll splatter all over the place. Shashefa kfulo umechupeles yoisa mimasha reitzer, whereby the person has this double portion, which is more than he wanted even.